Ishan,
how are you?
I'm pretty good, but I'm really bored nowadays. I don't know any good books to read lately.
You're pretty lucky today because I just read a new book.
Cool. What's the book's name?
It's called The Losing Eden by Lucy Jones.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about this book.
Most of us live indoors during this pandemic, totally detached from the natural world as never before. Yet, nature remains deeply ingrained in our language, culture, and deep consciousness.
Yes, yes, it's literally true, Nirjana.
For centuries, we have acted intuitively that we need communion with the wild to feel well. Now, in this extraordinary migration movement away from the nature, more and more scientific shreds of evidence are evolving to confirm its place in the heart of our emotional well-being.
This seems gripping. Go on.
Yes, it sure is. Lucy Jones, an acclaimed journalist, asks, "So what happens as we lose our bond with the natural world? Might we also be losing a part of ourselves?"
What happens next, Nirjana?
Read the book and check that out.
All right. But can you tell me more about this book?
Fine. So this book is skillfully observed and meticulously researched. Losing Eden is a gripping expedition through this innovative research, exploring why and how connecting with the living world can radically affect our health and well-being.
Yes, that's right. By this pandemic, we can understand that our life is always not the same and it can change anytime.
You're right, Ishan. Not only that, Jones shares her experience traveling from the forest schools in East London to the Svalbard Global Seed Vault via the primeval woodlands, the Californian laboratories, and the ecotherapist couches to discover new ways of understanding of our increasingly dysfunctional relationship with our planet.
Wow, I'm mind blown. No wonder this is a Times and Telegraph book.
Yeah.
So, that's all about the book, Nirjana?
No, not yet. This book is also pressing and elevating. It's a rallying cry for a wilder way of life, for discovering asylum in our soil and joy in our trees, which might just help us to save the living world as well as ourselves.
Oh, that's great. I feel we have to be quite adventurous in our life. As quoted, adventure awaits.
Well, Ishan, you're quick as a flash because you have understood the main objective of this book.
Not only me, I'm sure everyone would.
The story is beautifully written, movingly told, and meticulously researched. It's literally a convincing plea for a wilder way and more prosperous world.
Nirjana, you're buzzing me up with excitement to read this amazing book.